The Medical Evangelist, 1909. October 1, 1909. Medical Evangelistic Education. The following communications have recently been received. They speak in no uncertain tone concerning the necessity for and character of the educational work to be conducted at Loma Linda. Sanitarium, California. October 11, 1909. I'm instructed to say that in our educational work, there is to be no compromise in order to meet the world's standards. God's commandment-keeping people are not to unite with the world, to carry various lines of work according to worldly plans and worldly wisdom. Our people are now being tested as to whether they will obtain their wisdom from the greatest teacher the world ever knew, or seek to the God of Ekron. Let us determine that we shall not be tied by so much as a thread to the educational policies of those who do not discern the voice of God and who will not hearken to his commandments. We are to take heed to the warning, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Those who walk in the narrow way are following in the footprints of Jesus. The light from heaven illuminates their path. Shall we represent before the world that our physicians must follow the pattern of the world before they can be qualified to act as successful physicians? This is the question that is now testing the faith of some of our brethren. Let not any of our brethren displease the Lord by advocating in their assemblies the idea that we need to obtain from unbelievers a higher education than that specified by the Lord. The representation of the great teacher is to be considered an all-sufficient revelation. Those in our ranks who qualify as physicians are to receive only such education as is in harmony with these divine truths. Some have advised that students should, after taking some work at Loma Linda, complete their medical education in worldly colleges. But this is not in harmony with the Lord's plan. God is our wisdom, our sanctification, and our righteousness. Facilities should be provided at Loma Linda that the necessary instruction in medical lines may be given by instructors who fear the Lord and who are in harmony with his plans for the treatment of the sick. I have not a word to say in favor of the world's ideas of higher education in any school that we shall organize for the training of physicians. There is danger in their attaching themselves to worldly institutions and working under the ministrations of worldly physicians. Satan is giving his orders to those whom he has led to depart from the faith. I would now advise that none of our young people attach themselves to worldly medical institutions in the hope of gaining better success or stronger influence as physicians. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. The Lord gave to his people advantages which they failed to recognize. My people, he says, are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. Read also the promises of blessing to Israel on condition of their repentance, recorded in the 14th chapter of Hosea. These scriptures were written in times past, but they have also a present-day application. The enemy has worked in Southern California and has tried to thwart the purposes of God. Messages of reproof have been sent to leading men whose work was not done in righteousness. reformations have been called for. What is now needed is that the leaders in the Lord's work shall be fully converted. It is time that the Lord's voice was heeded, and that men should put away the spirit of self-confidence and self-sufficiency. Should the ideas of some who are wise in their own estimation be carried out, there would result a condition of things that would demand a most thorough reformation. Let none think that they can pass safely through the perils of these last days while puffed up with self-sufficiency. Some would unsettle minds by urging the carrying out of false plans. False theories are taught as truth, and I am charged to meet these errors decidedly. We should heed the instruction found in the third and fourth chapters of 2 Timothy, especially the solemn charge given by Paul to Timothy. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I am intensely in earnest that our people shall realize that the only true education lies in walking humbly with God. The teachings of the Word of God are opposed to the ideas of those who think that our students must receive the mold of an education that is according to human ideas. Some are departing from the faith as a result of receiving from the world what they regard as a higher education. The Word of God, just as it reads, contains the very essence of truth. The highest education is the keeping of the law of God. Therefore, my brethren dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Ellen G. White, Sanitarium, California, November 5, 1909. Some questions have been asked me regarding our relation to the laws governing medical practitioners. We need to move understandingly, for the enemy would be pleased to hedge up our work so that our physicians would have only a limited influence. Some men do not act in the fear of God, and they may seek to bring us into trouble by placing on our necks yokes that we could not consent to bear. We cannot submit to regulations if the sacrifice of principle is involved, for this would imperil the soul's salvation. But whenever we can comply with the law of the land without putting ourselves in a false position, we should do so. Wise laws have been framed in order to safeguard the people against the imposition of unqualified physicians. These laws we should respect, for we are ourselves by them protected from presumptuous pretenders. Should we manifest opposition to these requirements, it would tend to restrict the influence of our medical missionaries. We must carefully consider what is involved in these matters. If there are conditions to which we could not subscribe, we should endeavor to have these matters adjusted so that there would not be strong opposition against our physicians. The Savior bids us be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The Lord is our leader and teacher. He charges us not to connect with those who do not acknowledge God. Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. Connect with those who honor God by keeping his commandments. If the recommendation goes forth from our people that our workers are to seek for success by acknowledging as essential the education which the world gives, we are virtually saying that the influence which the world gives is superior to that which God gives. God will be dishonored by such a course. God has full knowledge of the faith and trust and confidence that his professed people have in his providence. Our workers are to become intelligent in regard to Christ's life and manner of working. The Lord will help those who desire to cooperate with him as physicians, if they will become learners of him how to care for the suffering. He will exercise his power through them for the healing of the sick. Intemperance and ungodliness are increasing everywhere. The work of temperance must begin in our own hearts, and the work of the physician must begin in an understanding of the works and teachings of the great physician. Christ left the courts of heaven that he might minister to the sick and suffering of the earth. We must cooperate with the chief of physicians, walking in all humility of mind before him. Then the Lord will bless our earnest efforts to relieve suffering humanity. It is not by the use of poisonous drugs that this will be done, but by the use of simple remedies. We should seek to correct false habits and practices, and teach the lessons of self-denial. The indulgence of appetite is the greatest evil with which we have to contend. The truth brought to light by Christ teaches that humanity, through obedience to the truth as it is in Jesus, may realize power to overcome the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Through living faith in the merits of Christ, the soul may be converted and transformed into Christ-likeness. Angels of God will be by the side of those who in humbleness of mind learn daily the lessons taught by Christ. Ellen G. White.